Andrew Sylvester of Mills Godwin and Samuel Bandyopadhyay from the Maggie Walker's Governor School were the grand prize winners at the event presented each year by the Math Science Innovation Center.
The first place of each senior division category becomes a finalist for one of two trips to the International Science Fair, which will be in San Jose, California this year in May.
Center's Martha Vogel is coordinator of the Metro Science Fair. The winners were selected from 13 finalists chosen after a day of presentations and judging.
And what's kind of interesting this year is none of the finalists have been a finalist in the past. They're all new to senior division first place winners.
Winners of this science fair have traditionally done well at national events.
We had two winners from last year who went to Reno, Nevada, competed. We had one student won a third place in his category and $1,000, and the other won a first place in his category for the first time for any of our Metro Richmond students.
Vogel pointed out that the Math Science Center is especially grateful to the judges.
Oh, the judges are amazing. They are giving their time just for food on Saturdays to come out and spend time with the students, and they are coming from all over the area. We've got people from all the universities in the area, community colleges. We have people from large corporations and small companies, and some people are retired, some are self-employed, and they just are interested in science, and they're interested in seeing people come and do well, and then can try to encourage them in science.
Enthusiasm is obvious when you talk to the students about their projects.
Sam Wojcicki, Powhatan High School, sophomore year. I've done this before in the junior division, but never in the senior division. I actually tested the impact of a negative social incident on a student's ability to test testing scores.
I'm Megan Melia from Deep Run High School, ninth grade. My project is the effect of texting on math homework accuracy.
Kieran Raphael. I'm from Clover Hill High School Math and Science Program. I did the effects of color on the stimulation of hunger. Basically, I tested to see if color would affect how much chickens ate.
I'm Joelle Halley. I'm a freshman at the Math and Science Center at Clover Hill High School. My experiment questions is paw preference in cats, gender specific.
All four competitors agreed that they were a little nervous when the judges first came to talk to them, but concentrating and explaining a project that they've been working on in some instances since last summer helped them to relax. Vogel explained that the preliminary round began at 9 a.m. The finals mean another round of judging.
It is a different set of judges. The finalists will meet with five judges that have been selected to have a broad knowledge of categories, and they have been briefed by the category judges as to why that student should win. And then the students will have about 8 minutes with the finalist judges to have them determine who is going to be the ones to win and go to San Jose.
As far as those four projects mentioned earlier, Sam found evidence that negative social incidents can impact test scores. Megan discovered texting had a negative effect on math homework accuracy. Kieran found that chickens in red rooms eat more. And Jewel discovered more right-pawed cats. John Ogle, WCVE News.